Welcome to Magic with Gadgets, brought to you by RecipeThis.com. I am Samantha, your host, and love to chat about the magic of kitchen gadgets for easy, delicious and cheap everyday cooking. Before we dive into this week's podcast episode, I wanted to talk to you about our air fryer bucket list. In a nutshell, it's a totally free, awesome e-cookbook featuring the 25 must-make, bucket-list-worthy air fryer recipes. Pause the podcast now and grab yourself a free copy by entering your email address at recipethis.com/AF bucket list or search bucket list at recipethis.com. Hello, October, and I cannot believe you're here already. Where did the summer go? And I'm always thinking, what do you think of for each of the months? And I have to say, October, all I really think about is Halloween. I absolutely love Halloween. I love helping the kids choose their costumes. I absolutely love taking them trick-or-treating. We live in a lovely cul-de-sac and there's a lot of lovely families about. So on trick-or-treat night, you'll see them all out and about with the kids and it's just lovely to see. And then growing up as a kid, my mum's birthday was Halloween, so she was always getting ready to go out for a party. So I never got the chance to do trick-or-treating myself when I was little. So I just love seeing the look on the kids' faces and the bucket filling up with all the treats they've managed to grab. Oh my God, how many sweets do they end up with? There's enough to fill a massive carrier bag of sweets each for them because it's just a lovely community spirit. And then I always steal some sweets afterwards because they're just brilliant for making into some little cookie bars or just to make into a cake and things. So we always put some aside and do a bit of baking afterwards. And I don't know what's going on this year, but our half term in the UK dates for school is really, really late. I mean, how it normally turns out is, obviously, this doesn't count if Halloween falls on a weekend. But normally, like, for example, last year it was on a Monday. It was Halloween or Tuesday. I think it was Monday. You can say that and someone's going to say, actually, it was a Tuesday. Well, anyway, it was beginning of the week and they'd just gone back to school after the half term. And this week, they don't go back to school until beginning of November. So it's a week late this time. So that means my 1st of November plans are off because 1st of November, if you've not heard, it's actually a national holiday, which I to know this. This is funniness. I cannot believe this is a national holiday. 1st of November is national, wait for it, national eat your kids candy while they are at school day. Can you believe that? But it's true. How many of us parents have gone for a nibble and they've ended up with this huge bag full of sweets and then they're at school? Well, it seems I can't do that this year because they're off for the whole week. So we'll think of some fun things to do with them over their half term week. Because it would just be nice that on Halloween, you're not thinking, right, got to get them straight to bed because it's school tomorrow. It'd be nice to do something a bit different. And then, of course, we lived in Portugal until, when did we move back again? July 2021. So that meant that in Portugal, they don't do trick-or-treating. So that year was their first year. And it was also the first year they carved a pumpkin as well and so many other greats. I think we lit up a couple of pumpkins, but they weren't very big ones before that. I know we definitely did something, but it just wasn't celebrated like the way it is in the UK and the US. So that was nice. So I'm really looking forward to that this month. I'm also looking forward to the fact that I'm a stew, casserole, warm foods, soup kind of girl. And if I was to pick the seasons for my favourite food, summer would be my least. And then I would say autumn, absolutely autumn, because I'm just kind of obsessed with pumpkin spice. And obviously the kids' candy, you know, we've got to talk about that, haven't we, and confess to that. And then, of course, Christmas, winter food, love the winter warmers, and then spring. Which, again, we're back to the kids' candy again, aren't we, because we're talking about their Easter supplies. Hannah, why does everything come back to chocolate? You know, it's like that that thing you always see on Facebook, isn't it? I tried to go on a diet and then I remembered there's summer, there's Halloween, there's Christmas, there's New Year, there's Valentine's Day, there's Easter. And then you're back to where you started again. I like that. Not you. So beyond Halloween, what else should we talk about? So what should you stockpile in October? I'm all about buying things in bulk, saving money. And what I always remember is my late next door neighbour when I lived in Portugal. She was, she did a good age. I think she was about 90 in the end when she died. And in the end, she had Alzheimer's and she used to get confused and she used to pop around. But before that, what I always remember is that she had a little allotment out the back and she used to grow her own pumpkin, other winter squashes, always sweet potatoes as well. And she always grew spinach. So I used to always watch her stockpile of pumpkins that she had in a dry room that she used to keep. So she used to carve a bit of pumpkin off every day to make a pumpkin soup with. She literally even ate pumpkin soup in July and August when it was absolutely boiling in Portugal. So I always think of her when I think of this time of year. And then also, you've got so many different squash types available. I just found out about 10 minutes before I started recording this, that my favourite greengrocer, I have such a big veggie problem that we're actually on first name terms, Andy, messaged me to let me know that his first lot of spaghetti squash is in, so I can absolutely binge on spaghetti squash. And I also picked up an acorn from him as well. And then also the mini pumpkins can fit in the Instant Pot. So I recommend starting now before everyone's on that mad rush with Halloween to go and grab some of your favourite squash, enjoy eating it, stockpile some of it. And then you can also get another batch when it's actually in season, which I'm sure I will do. But let's get to the meaty bit, shall we? And that is, what are the top 10 October foods in season that you should be cooking this month with your kitchen gadgets? Well, I know, mentioned it already, but pumpkin. It's in season, it's brilliant, it cooks so well in different kitchen gadgets, and I can never get enough of it. My favourite is pumpkin spice. And I just absolutely love that seasoning. And what I will do in the air fryer when pumpkin is in season is I'll get a huge pumpkin. I'll kindly ask my loving husband, Dominic, to peel it and dice it for me. Yes, I could do it myself, but as an ex-chef, he can do a much better job and he's much quicker at it than me. And then I'll have this huge bowl. It looks like something if you were doing three batches of cakes in one bowl, kind of bowl. And it'd be loaded with this peeled and cubed pumpkin. And then what I will do with the pumpkin is I'll toss it in some extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and also whatever seasoning I fancy. And then I'll air fry it and it's just delicious. It becomes my October, November and December side dish. And then, of course, you can do a sweet version. So ditch the salt and pepper and instead have pumpkin spice and then some cinnamon. Or if you have a look when they start bringing all the Christmas produce out in the supermarkets, they normally have a gingerbread flavour one as well. And that is brilliant on that pumpkin. And of course, that's not the only thing you can do with pumpkin. Air fry pumpkin pie. You can do pumpkin puree in the Instant Pot. You can use one of the smaller pumpkins in the Instant Pot, which if you're doing that, what's good is when you go pumpkin picking, everybody goes for the big ones and nobody wants the small ones that haven't matured as big, but those small ones will fit in your Instant Pot and they're brilliant for just steaming in the Instant Pot and then serving. And then another favourite of mine is air fryer pumpkin seeds. They're delicious in the air fryer. And then of course, soup maker pumpkin soup. And then alongside the pumpkin, A butternut squash is also delicious, and it's now in season as well. You can get it out of season, of course, but they're never as big, and you can get so much more for your money at this time of year. You can do similar things as you would with a pumpkin. I love air-fried butternut squash cubes. Air-fried butternut squash fries are also good. You can do Instant Pot butternut squash whole, or just where you half it and then the seeds easily come out after it's been cooked. Same with the slow cooker. And you can also steam butternut squash in the microwave as well. Or why not make some soup maker butternut squash soup? Then next on the list is carrots. Like butternut squash, carrots can be used in a very similar way. We love to make air fry carrot fries. You can do roasted carrots and then toss them in honey if you wanted to. But what I also like is using carrots as a hidden veggie. So next time you're making a cheese sauce, make a carrot soup or a butternut squash soup and then blend it with loads of cheese, and it makes a lovely cheese sauce alternative. Then next on the list for October is the well-loved cauliflower. I just love cauliflower and I just use so much of it. And I also buy it frozen as well when it's not in season, and I get it in big bags from Iceland and it just lasts ages. And of course, cauliflower works very well with your different kitchen gadgets as well. I love to make soup maker cauliflower soup, which of course you can add cheese to. You can steam cauliflower in the microwave. You could do Thermomix cauliflower soup. You could do air fryer frozen cauliflower. And of course, Instant Pot cauliflower cheese. And we're hoping to get you some more cauliflower cheese recipes on the blog before Christmas, because let's face it, if you're British, you have cauliflower cheese at Christmas. And where there's cauliflower, there is broccoli. I love the fact that they're pretty much always in season at the same time. And what I like about broccoli is you can mix and match it with your cauliflower and it makes a brilliant recipe. For example, instead of just doing air fry frozen cauliflower, you could do air fry frozen cauliflower and frozen broccoli. You can also steam Instant Pot broccoli and cauliflower together, or make a soup maker broccoli soup. Or if you've not tried it yet, Instant Pot frozen broccoli for when it's out of season. But I just love broccoli. You know, I remember when me and Dominic were younger, and he used to always say to me, "Why is it every week that you always buy broccoli?" I said, "Because it's cheap and it's easy to cook." I know, I should have said, "Oh, because broccoli cheese is the best." Or, "How delicious is broccoli baked?" You know, but no, I didn't. I just said because it's easy to cook and cheap. So there you go. That's my opinion of broccoli. And it's not changed one little bit. Even though it's more money than it was back 20 years ago, it's still great. And then let's talk about the vegetable that's in season right now. And most people say, "I don't like it. Oh, why do we have to cook that? Or it's too difficult to prep." So let's talk leeks. I just absolutely love leeks. And the thing about leeks is they're really easy to wash. You just have to slice them up, put them in your colander, give them a good rinse under the tap at the sink, and they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them. And leeks you can do a lot of great things with. I mean, they're probably most associated with making a stew or a casserole. But you can slice them up and air fry them, for example. You can load them into so many different meals. And whilst I love cauliflower cheese or broccoli cheese, Dominic always makes me the best ever leeks in cheese sauce. He's very quick at lunchtime for doing us some quick food, because there's three of us to feed at lunchtime during term time. Because there's me, Dominic, and our eldest son, Kyle, and we're all in the office together. We all want feeding quickly. Dominic wants to get back to his work, just like we don't want to stop working. So his leeks are his go-to. So what he'll do is he'll steam some leeks in the Instant Pot or in the Ninja Foodie, and then he'll remove them. Then a quick sauté on the pressure cooker, and add to that some milk or the water used to steam your leeks and lots of Philadelphia cream cheese and then a tiny little bit of normal grated cheese and then mix it in with the leeks and you've got delicious leeks in cheese sauce and it's just so good. And, you know, leeks are really cheap and I really do recommend giving it a go. So if you do want to give it a try, try our Instant Pot steamed leeks first, then transform it into Instant Pot leeks in cheese sauce by making the sauce afterwards. Or of course, if you want tradition, don't forget about slow cooker leek and potato soup because it's just lovely. And that's a thought, I haven't actually got that many soup recipes in the slow cooker. Yet I speak to so many people and they say the main use of their slow cooker is to make soup. I'm clearly missing a trick and I need to do more soup in there. And then another one in season is kale. But I must admit, I've never really had that much kale growing up. It wasn't really a big thing, the curly kale in Portugal, which is quite amusing considering how many Portuguese kale soups you'll find in Google, considering in the south of Portugal, I never ever saw any kale. Anyway, you can make air fried kale chips and they're absolutely delicious. And it's a really, really low calorie evening snack to have while you're watching TV. And it's much better than having a large glass of wine or having a bar of chocolate, isn't it, for the calories? Especially if you're working on your Christmas diet right now. And also, winter berries are in season. This is when you get to have the winter raspberries. Or, like the harvest poems go, the blackberries. But what's great about these is you can swap your summer fruit for this winter fruit in our recipes, like for like. For example, I love to make our ninja foodie muffins. I make them from normally a mix of strawberry and raspberry. And of course, you can do this with the winter raspberries. And you could do it with the blackberries as well. So you could do half and half. Or why not do the dehydrated strawberries in the air fryer, but swap in the strawberries for winter raspberries or blackberries? It's just delicious. And then talking about fruit, apples and pears are still in season. And you can use these in similar ways. You can swap apples for pears, pears for apples, a mixture, whatever you prefer. So you could make an air fried apple pie, air fried apple chips, air fried pear chips instead, or how about an air fryer and apple pear crumble? I mean, doesn't that sound nice? I love a crumble in the air fryer, and they're just brilliant in the little ramekins. Then for the best meat in October, duck is our favourite, and there's a lot of other game style seasons now going on. So you could have your duck, your pheasants, your partridge, any of that's in season now. But what we love is to cook air fry whole duck, air fried duck breasts, or instant pot whole duck. Or if you want, you can also try our air fryer pheasant. And then that is your top 10. So now you're probably wondering what to dehydrate in October. Obviously, we recommend air fried apple chips, especially with the apples still being in season. But you can also dehydrate raspberries and make beet chips because beets, or beetroot as I call it, is in season right now. And the dehydrating of the raspberries is brilliant. And you could do the same with blackberries as well. They are both lovely. I really can't fault them at all. So those are what I recommend you cook in October. And I can't wait for you to message me and tell me what you're making in October. And tell me how excited you are for Halloween. I mean, even if I didn't have kids, I'd still be buying the Halloween sweets from the shop, I must admit. And then over on Recipe This, if you want something Halloween inspired, search for pumpkin and it'll bring up all our pumpkin recipes. And also search Halloween. We've got... what we did last Halloween is we made some cupcakes with the kids, Halloween inspired ones, and they were amazing. And then what we did the year before is we made some little cute Halloween cookies with some Halloween shaped cookie cutters, and they were brilliant as well. So it's just a nice time to get excited over Halloween, and happy Halloween. Well, that is a wrap. I recommend you head over to recipethis.com and check out all the kitchen gadget recipes. After all, there are more than 1,000 to choose from. Also, please, please, please leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed the episode, because the more reviews means the more people will find us and learn about the magic of cooking with kitchen gadgets. We've also created an awesome podcast index for you at recipethis.com/podcast. You can grab all links mentioned, resources, and explore other episodes. Thanks again for listening, and ciao for now.